glad that you're going to be glued to it as well.
Well, I'll have to be because the 12-year-old's going to be glued to it. So, but I don't mind. That's absolutely fine by me. So that's all very good. But let's get down to business. The announcement of this contract with UnitingCare Burnside for Australia's first social benefit bond trial. Mike Baird, what is a social benefit bond?
Well, it's pretty exciting, Linda. It's a new way to look at social policy. And the thing I really like about it is that the whole thing is focused on outcomes. You know, what you can put money into social policy, but what is it actually achieving? And what this focuses on is that the out-of-home care. And that is at the moment when kids are removed from their families or at high risk of being removed from their families, there are a range of programs that can be introduced to try and bring those families back together. And that is important not only for the child, because it's very clear in terms of studies that literacy, numeracy, education standards, employment prospects are all improved if a child spends more time with the family rather than being removed. So the longer they spend out of the home, out of home care, away from the family, the more risk on all of those parameters become. So this program is aimed at reducing that. So on average, when a child is removed, there's about a 25% restoration rate that they actually get brought back to the families. What UnitingCare Burnside have, they have programs that come in, support families through a range of counselling and mentoring that actually provide an opportunity to bring those families in. So what the bond is doing is saying, well, are there, because there are savings that come should families come together, because to the state, each year a child is out, it's about $40,000 a year, and on average they go out for about 6 or 7 years. So if you can bring the families back together, there's savings to the state, as well as the huge social upside for both the individuals and the families and the communities. So what this, the social benefit bond is, it says, well, who wants to support this particular program, and they're very confident on what they can achieve. And if they do support it, well, we're happy to share the savings with them. I mean, that's the simple way of doing it. So there's new funds coming in. There's a focus on the outcomes. And the expectation of this bond is that the restoration rate is going to be improved from 25% up to 55%. And indeed, they think they can go even further than that. So the savings that come, it's shared, obviously, back to the state, which enables us to put more money into additional social programs. And at the same time, it's shared with a new source of funds that comes into the market, which are the investors that come.
Okay, so the investor invests a principal amount and gets repaid with interest if it all works.
That's right, yeah. So they have, and there are certain benchmarks, and the benchmark, there must be at least a 55% restoration rate before we start to see the sharing of the savings, and obviously the principal comes with that. So I mean, it's a trial. It's the first one in the world that is focused on out-of-home care. There's been another program run on prisons and reoffending rates in prisons out of the UK. So we are leading the way, but I think of all the things the government has done, this has got the most positive and dynamic changing upside, because if it works and it's right, social policy in this state may not be the same again, because there are other applications that we can look at using this.
Okay. And that trial with prisons in the UK, what's the result been there?
Well, it's still early days. I mean, the thing about these bonds, they do take a long time
sure.
for results.
Mm.
And it's a couple of years into it. The results are reasonable. I mean, they haven't got to the position yet that they're saying it is an overall resounding success. They're still reasonable. But there's some learnings that we've taken out of that we can apply to this. And indeed, it's not just something that is happening here in the UK. It is now across the world. Groups are considering this in detail. The US in particular, New York has announced they are entering a program. So it is a new wave of investment and opportunities. But at the same time, I think it's a new way of actually focusing in on social policy and outcomes. I mean, before, what we've learned as a government, speaking to some of the public servants involved, you know, they didn't realise the absolute data we had and how we could actually use that to drive outcomes. So, and it's similarly with the NGOs. They've found a real learning through going through this process as well. So, yeah, we're very hopeful on this, Linda. We think it is a fantastic opportunity. And I think that what you do is just put yourself into the feet of those kids. I mean, if we have the opportunity to bring them back to families, and that family operates as a as a functioning family that gives that child a chance, well, it's a fantastic thing that we've achieved, and I'm very hopeful that we can.
And have you had any discussions with potential investors?
Well, there's a range. I mean, the bond is unwritten by Social Ventures Australia. I mean, they are actually coordinating the bond. And the investors, there does seem to be a lot of demand. I mean, at the moment, charities are looking for places to put funds, and this is an ideal thing for them. If they're looking to put it into social policies or achieve social outcomes, well, this bond provides that. And normally, they would just provide a grant. Well, this provides an opportunity to put it into a program, to get a return and get your money back, and then put it into something else. So it's a new way for charities. It's a new way for those who are looking to make donations. Ethical investors are looking for opportunities as part of their portfolios to put it into social causes, and this obviously qualifies. So it'd be interesting to see the depth. I mean, obviously, an emerging market hasn't got a depth yet. But our hope is that as we tap into these investors, they start pushing us for other opportunities across government.
Mike Baird, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thanks, Linda.
Bye-bye. Mike Baird, New South Wales Treasurer, and, of course, the Liberal MP for Manly, which is where Lane Beachley surfs. That's her home break. So that's the connection between the two of them. And Mike Baird also surfs. John Logan has the latest news headlines for us. Good morning again, John.
Hi, Linda, from the newsroom now. Industry says the